Tucker Moose Jacobs paced back and forth impatiently across the hardwood floor in his bedroom. He should be sleeping. His alarm was going to go off in a few hours so he could get to Station 7 for his shift, but Penelope said she'd call. He didn't know when she'd call, and he'd been staying up as late as he could every night to try to catch her call. The waiting and worrying was killing him. It had been a long 6 days since he'd last heard from her. Not that being worried was anything new. From the second her brother Sledge, a fellow firefighter, had told him that Penelope had quit her job at the station and taken off to, quote, get her head together, Moose had worried. A full week had gone by before he'd heard anything on her whereabouts when she'd first left town. A week during which no one got much sleep for worrying about their missing friend. 7 days during which Moose thought he would lose his ever-loving mind. Then he'd gotten a call from a man named Tex, who'd told him that he knew exactly where Penelope was and that she was fine, that he was helping her, guiding her to places to stay where she and her crazy miniature donkey would be safe. It should have made Moose feel better, should have made the worry ease, but it didn't. He still worried, even after the first time Penelope herself had called, even when she reassured him she was fine. He still worried when she promised to call periodically to let him know where she was and how she was doing. When it came to Penelope Turner, Moose had a feeling he'd never stop worrying. He loved her, completely and totally. When his feelings toward her had changed from friendship to something more, he wasn't exactly sure. But now that he knew he loved her, he couldn't just turn off the worry. They were an odd-looking couple, that was for sure. At 6'3" and very muscular, Moose didn't exactly blend into a crowd. He had dark brown hair and eyes, and usually some sort of 5 o'clock shadow. His facial hair grew quickly, and shaving was a pain in the ass. With his size and the scruff, he looked intimidating, with a normal facial expression that Penelope teased him for looking like resting bitch face. It wasn't that he was often mad or pissed. He just didn't like putting up with drama, and he supposed it showed on his face more than he was aware. But what all of his friends knew was that most of the time, he was actually very laid back and mellow. He was a sucker for kids and animals, and he'd bend over backward to lend a helping hand whenever and wherever it was needed. Penelope, in contrast to his rough and gruff, looked like a beautiful fairy. She was a foot shorter than he was, with blonde hair and blue eyes. It was no wonder the press had dubbed her the American Princess when she'd been held hostage over in Turkey. She looked ethereal and fragile, and people were drawn to her. But Penelope was anything but fragile. She was one of the strongest people Moose had ever met, both physically and mentally. She'd been given the name Tiger by the SEAL team that had rescued her, and it fit to a T. But somehow, over the years since she'd been rescued, she'd slowly but surely lost herself. She'd begun to question her reactions and actions at fires and other calls the firefighters had been sent on, and the confidence she used to wear like a cape had disappeared. Moose wanted to help her find her confidence again, wanted her to laugh and joke with him and their other friends, wanted to have the right and the privilege to call her his. They'd been teased about how different they were. When they stood next to each other, he literally towered over her, and he was dark where she was light, but he knew deep down that they were perfect for each other. Moose hadn't told Penelope that he loved her, simply because he wasn't sure how she'd react. He was pretty sure she had feelings toward him, too, feelings she was denying. But until she dealt with what happened to her when she'd been taken captive by terrorists, the two of them didn't stand a chance. So he hadn't insisted she come back to Texas. He'd given her the space she thought she needed. He hadn't pleaded with her to let him help. He'd simply been there for her. Listened when she called to excitedly tell him about her adventures and travels, even though he could tell she was faking her enthusiasm most of the time. And his heart bled when she cried and he wasn't there to hold her, when he couldn't fix what was hurting.